March 23rd, 2011. This is Pulling You, number 56. Greeting, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Today, we're going to take a look at the laws on partnership understandings. We all have them. We understand them sometimes better than others. Let's take a look at the laws perspective of partnership agreements. When we first sit down to play bridge with a new partner, we do our introductions, and the conversation quickly shifts. We start talking about, yes, partnership agreements. Do you play transfers? Yes. Stamen? Of course. How about Blackwood? Yes. Gerber Convention? Okay, let's talk about when it's on and when it's not. How about takeout doubles? Yes. How high? How about negative doubles? Okay. Do you play discipline preempts? How do we respond to them? How about if there's interference? How do we handle that? And the discussion continues. Partnerships are great. We need to have those to play good bridge. Our opponents are entitled to know about our agreements. And of course, while the agreements are great to have between ourselves and partner, our opponents are entitled to know about our agreements also. They might initially be explicit agreements, and over time, we get to know our partner style. We may have implicit agreements. For instance, over a no-trump overcall or two no-trump overcall. Are systems still on? What about when there's interference? Are systems still on, or are there other agreements? During the course of bidding and play, then, the opponents have a right to be aware of our agreements. And today we'll look at some of the laws that correspond to our partnership agreement. Law number 20, the review and the explanation of our calls. This could be during the bidding and the play phase. Number 40, partnership understandings. These are the agreements. We have them. We need to disclose them. And we're going to talk about times we might not necessarily follow the partnership agreements. Law number 75, sometimes there is a mistaken explanation or a mistaken call. Is that an infraction? How do we deal with that? If the opponents are injured, then what next? Okay, let's begin. Law number 20, reviews and explanation of calls. During the auction phase, at your turn to call, to bid, and you can make it when it's your turn, not your partner's. You can ask for disclosure of all the calls that have been made. This would include passes that are relevant, maybe a forcing pass, doubles and the like. How about the relevant alternatives? One bid might be chosen over another. What were those alternative bids? And the relevant inferences made among the choices. Why was one alternative over another made? We were entitled to know this about the opponent's agreements. What are their understandings? Why do they make one bid over another? So if Law 20, Part 1, grants us a review and an explanation of calls during the bidding or auction phase, how about the play period? Yes. When does the play period start? Right after the final pass. And when does it end? Through the entire period of play. And when can you ask for a review and an explanation of an opponent's call? At your own turn to play. And what can you ask for? You can request an explanation of the opponent's entire auction. And here again, this would include the alternatives as well as the inferences made during the bidding phase. So Law 20 grants us a review and an explanation of calls during the bidding and play phase. Reviews of what? Well, of partnership understandings. This is Law 40. Players have systemic agreements, agreements at a high level, what system they're playing, systems such as the old Culberson, the Gorin Bridge system, Standard American, maybe Standard American yellow card, maybe 2-over-1 system, Akal, Kaplan-Scheinwald, Precision, the Polish Club, and the list goes on and on. Those are high-level system agreements. Then players have specific agreements for specific bids, treatments that they use in certain situations, such as the Jacobi transfer, the Stamen, the Blackwood bid, the Gerber bid, different types of doubles. And here again, the list goes on and on and on. Players love agreements. And this not only pertains to the bidding phase, it pertains to the play phase also. Are they playing standard carding? Are they playing upside down carding? How do they do the count signals? Do they have special agreements for showing suit preference? These all constitute part of the systemic agreements that bridge players are entitled to have and opponents are entitled to know. And these agreements, they may be explicit or they may be implicit. After a partnership plays a while, they develop a mutual understanding of their general techniques. Maybe they haven't discussed their systems are on or off in a certain situation, maybe based upon an overcall, an interference, a past hand. Even though they might not have spoken about it, if they have a general agreement, a good understanding between the partnership, then yes, these implicit understandings also need to be disclosed. And when must we disclose these agreements? Well, they must be available before a partnership starts to play at the table. So once you sit down at the table, if the opponents ask, then you must disclose, what are these agreements? And part three is a biggie, one that's oftentimes misunderstood, and we'll speak more about this in subsequent parts of the lesson. Players need not follow understandings. So yes, we have partnership agreements, but we have a free will to make any call or any play when it's our turn to bid or make a play. More on this later. Okay, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson today. For free, premium, and ultra members, please log in and view more on partnership agreements, a handful of everyday conventions that do not require special attention, and we'll also discuss Law 75, misinformation given to the opponents, and the provocative mistaken call. After all, to err is human. Our video commentary and downloadable files are guaranteed to reinforce your understanding with at-the-table, hands-on bidding and play exercises. If you're not currently a member, you can enjoy membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.